Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Decision Makers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key components that comprise an effective business intelligence, BI, system, including an overview of data sources, data warehousing, data analysis, the BI process, and the importance of data quality. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe these key components and understand how they contribute to making informed business decisions. Main content overview of data sources, data warehousing, and data analysis. Business intelligence relies heavily on data from various sources. These sources can include internal systems such as customer relationship management, CRM, software, enterprise resource planning, ERP, systems, and external data from market research or social media. Understanding these data sources is crucial because they provide the raw material for analysis. Once data is gathered, it is often stored in a data warehouse. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that allows for the storage, retrieval, and analysis of data from different sources. This enables organizations to combine data from disparate systems and create a comprehensive view of their business operations. Data warehousing facilitates efficient querying and reporting, making it easier for decision makers to access the information they need. Data analysis is the next crucial step in the BI process. It involves examining the data to identify trends, patterns, and insights that can inform business decisions. Various analytical tools and techniques are employed during this phase, ranging from simple reporting to complex statistical models. For example, a retailer might analyze past sales data to identify seasonal trends, helping them plan inventory more effectively. The goal is to translate raw data into actionable insights that can drive business strategy. The BI process and workflow. The BI process can be viewed as a workflow that transforms raw data into meaningful information. It typically involves several steps: data collection, data integration, data analysis, and reporting. Data collection. This is the initial step where data is gathered from various sources. It's important to ensure that the data collected is relevant and sufficient for analysis. For example, a company may collect customer feedback data alongside sales figures to get a holistic view of performance. Data integration. Once data is collected, it needs to be integrated into a unified format. This is where data warehousing comes into play. Data from different sources is cleaned, transformed, and loaded into the warehouse for easier access. This step ensures that the data is consistent and ready for analysis. Data analysis. After integration, the next step is to analyze the data. This can involve various analytical techniques, from basic descriptive statistics to advanced predictive modeling. For instance, a financial institution might use predictive analytics to assess credit risk based on historical customer data. The aim is to uncover insights that can lead to better decision-making. Reporting. The final step in the BI workflow is reporting. This involves presenting the analyzed data in a user-friendly format, such as dashboards or visualizations, so that stakeholders can easily understand the findings and make informed decisions. A well-designed dashboard can provide real-time insights, enabling quicker responses to market changes. By following this structured workflow, organizations can ensure that they are making data-driven decisions based on accurate and timely information. Importance of data quality in BI. Data quality is a crucial component of any BI system. Poor data quality can lead to inaccurate insights, which can, in turn, result in misguided business strategies. To ensure data quality, organizations must focus on several aspects. Accuracy. Data must accurately reflect the real-world entities or events they represent. Inaccurate. Data can lead to faulty analyses. For example, if a company uses incorrect sales figures, it may overestimate its revenue projections. Completeness. All necessary data should be collected. Missing data can skew results and lead to incomplete analyses. For instance, if customer demographic data is incomplete, marketing strategies may be misaligned with actual customer needs. Consistency. Data should be consistent across different sources and formats. Inconsistent data can cause confusion and misinterpretation. For example, if customer names are spelled differently in various databases, it can lead to duplicate records and poor customer service. Timeliness: data must be up to date to be relevant. Outdated data can lead to decisions based on old trends that no longer apply. For example, using last year's sales data to make current marketing decisions might not reflect the current market conditions. Organizations that prioritize data quality in their BI practices will find that their insights are more reliable and actionable. Consistently high-quality data fosters trust in BI systems and encourages stakeholders to rely on data-driven insights for their decision-making. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key components of business intelligence, including data sources, data warehousing, data analysis, the BI process, and the critical role of data quality. Understanding these components is essential for leveraging BI effectively in your organization. As you move forward in this course, keep these elements in mind as they will form the foundation of your ability to make informed, data-driven decisions. Reflection questions: how can you identify relevant data sources for your business decisions? In what ways can data warehousing improve the analysis process within your organization? What strategies can you implement to ensure high data quality in your BI initiatives?